Officially, South Korea said little about the new missile, except that it's capable of reaching any part of the North. Unofficially, South Korean news reports credit the Hyundai Mu-2B with a range of about 310 miles and a payload of 2,200 pounds. The distance is important, far enough to hit North Korean targets, not far enough to threaten China or Russia. When they're deployed, beginning later this year, the new South Korean missiles will carry conventional explosives. According to Admiral William Gortney, commander of NORAD, North Korea now has the ability to put miniaturized nuclear warheads on a mobile missile called the KN-08. That missile is theoretically able to hit the U.S. West Coast, though there's no evidence it's been tested, and many experts doubt that North Korea can yet make a nuclear warhead small enough to fit. A mobile launcher would make it much more difficult to intercept, but Admiral Gortney told reporters that if one got airborne, quote, I'm confident we'll be able to knock it down. Last month, North Korea released pictures of leader Kim Jong-un exulting as a submarine-launched missile blasted out of the water, but independent analysis suggests the pictures were manipulated for propaganda. The missile took off from a barge, experts say, not a submarine, and it may be 5 years before the North can deploy ballistic missile submarines. For Hawaii Public Radio, this is Neil Conan with the Pacific News Minute.